In Canada, there is a beautiful bird called the loon, and you've probably heard the sound that it makes. The interesting thing about loons is they mate for life, and they only want to be on a lake alone. If another set of loons shows up on the lake, they will leave. If a teenager gets a CD of loon calls and a boombox and takes it out on the lake and plays it, the loons will call back. And it's really fun to listen to. But if you do it for too long, the loons will leave. And they will leave because they think there's a bigger, more powerful loon on the lake and there's no room for them. They're wrong. There isn't a loon. There's just a jerk with a boombox. But that fear that comes from being wrong is endemic in all of the work that we do. We think that right around the corner, there's something that's going to be the end of everything. And we're wrong, because there isn't something that's going to be the end of everything. A safe isn't going to fall on our head. A shark is not going to land on our house. We're not going to spontaneously combust. But we think we will. And so the first thing we have to engage on is this idea that we are making tons of choices based on incorrect perception of what the world really is. And we're doing those things to think that we're going to be able to preserve ourselves, to think that we are going to get to a point of safety. But in fact, paradoxically, the opposite is true, that we are doing those things and making ourselves more desperate, making ourselves less likely to make a difference in the world while we seek what we think of as safety. So this idea of seeing the world differently is at the heart of what I want to talk about. Pro wrestling, it turns out, is fake. And some of you knew that before, but some of you are hearing it today for the first time. And once you realize that pro wrestling is fake, everything about pro wrestling looks different from now on. You notice the pulled punches. You notice the blood packs. You notice that it's not real. It's an entertainment, right? And there are a whole bunch of things in our world and the choices we are making that are fake. And so what I want to challenge people to do is close both of their eyes and just use that other eye, the one that can see the world as it is. And for a moment at least, put aside the fact that there are loon noises on the lake, put aside the fact that we're afraid, and figure out what's actually happening. All right, so let me talk about economics for a minute.